Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are live on American Freedom Radio, and it's been a wild day, I gotta say. I'm going to have a very interesting guest tonight with me. Some people who are familiar with Camelot will know all about Gordon Novell, and they will have seen his interview, which is quite notorious, as he is, on my website. And if you haven't seen my Gordon Novell interview, I highly recommend it. This was done in the earlier days of Camelot, and it is it's quite well known at this point. But if you want to watch it, you should be going to projectcamelot.org or projectcamelotportal.com and clicking on the Camelot Library. On the right-hand side, you will see a drop-down menu that says search for media, and all you do is go down and find his name, Gordon Novell, by the first name G, and click on that, and it will take you to his interview, and you can watch it there. So I encourage everyone to do so. I've been trying to tweet and Facebook this show out there, so that's what's been taking my time here. Some crazy stuff going on with Facebook. It seems to stall every once in a while. I'm not sure what goes on with that. But at any rate, maybe it's just overloaded server-wise. Let's see. okay, I was just hearing from the engineer that he got the time zone mixed up. Not sure what that means. But hopefully we'll be able to still get him on the show. What we've got going on is Friday we've got a conference, a video conference that is going to be all about Elanin. And so if you're not aware of that, I do encourage you to go to my front page again, which is projectcamelotproductions.com or projectcamelot.org or projectcamelotportal.com. Scroll down and you'll see the ad for the Friday conference at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I am in California, and that's where the conference, when we talk about it, will be broadcasting from, more or less, on live stream, as a matter of fact. And we have Richard Hoagland and Andy Lloyd, Keith Hunter, Carl Johan Kalaman, and Joseph Farrell, and myself going to be having a roundtable video conference Friday at 11 a.m., Pacific time, that is on Elanin and other bodies in the universe that are coming into our solar system and all the theories surrounding those incoming objects. And it should be really, really fascinating. I have whistleblower testimony to contribute. Richard Hoagland has some intelligence from some back channel sources on this, and we've got Andy Lloyd with his research. He spent over 10 years investigating the brown dwarf. Keith Hunter, who has been triangulating earthquakes that are happening on the planet, as well as what's going on with the sun and other bodies that might be perturbing it. And Joseph Farrell, who's been investigating the Nazi connection, and they are the ones who have a lot to do with our secret space program, as many people will be aware. And Carl Johan Kalaman, who is an expert on the Mayan calendar. So with getting all those people together around a table to discuss Elenin and other incoming objects, just it's an opportunity not to be missed. It will be streamed live, and you will have an opportunity to ask your questions. It should be about a three-hour conference. And if you do miss it, you will be able to stream it for the same price afterwards. But I do encourage you to listen live so that you can ask your questions, and simply because it's going to be a thrilling event. And let me see. I guess that's it for right now as far as updates go. Let me see if we've got Gordon on the line.
Still here.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. How's Bill?
Well, I guess he's fine. He's on his way to Vilcabamba, Ecuador, to do a small conference get-together at Brian O'Leary's, so I don't have any contact with him at the moment, but I'm sure he's doing well.
Huh. Well, I hope he has a good time.
Your Honor, we've agreed to hold all
Okay, you've got something going on in the background. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to move away from it right now. It's just there's a TV show in the other room, and I was looking for my fountain pen, but I guess I'll find it in a second. I'm just trying to make a note or two.
In
case anything happens to this phone, please call me back on my cell number that you have.
Okay, I will do that. We are talking to Gordon Novell, for those listening out there, and Gordon Novell is, as I said, very notorious.
I take umbrage at that.
He is... He is a longtime CIA asset and probably employee, and I think that he could clue us in about a lot of things. I encourage people to ask questions in the chat. We do have a chat portion of this show where people can log in and ask questions, and that is on the ProjectCamelot.tv website. And let me see if I can. You can also click the link on the front page of my site, ProjectCamelot.com or ProjectCamelotPortal.com or ProjectCamelot.org, that takes you to the portal. Scroll down to the radio show icons that you should see somewhere in the middle of the page, and you'll see a chat link to the chat that should take you directly there. You may have to scroll down to actually find the chat, although I've been trying to get it moved up on the page. I haven't been successful thus far. Our tech team has been inundated with trying to update and handle situations to do with the software and doing this video conference on Friday. But at any rate, you can log into the chat there, and I encourage everyone to do so as you listen to the show. There are a lot of people on there already, and they will ask questions. I ask you to put your questions into chat. And to put them in capital letters so that we can distinguish the questions easily from the rest of the chatter that's going on there. So, Gordon, can you update us as to what's going on in your life and how things are doing?
I've recovered from my surgery of last year, my double bypass, and actually, I feel like I had a complete overhaul, so I got a brand new engine in the machine, and I'm kicking pretty good. I'm busy as a cat on a hot tin roof, preparing to take my company public offshore and move our base of operations to CERN, Switzerland. So
That's
pretty much where I'm at right now.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty exciting. Can you tell me why you've decided to go offshore?
Well, we don't want to have Majestic use its influence with the Department of Justice and Department of Defense and the Navy Space Command to cause some type of BS action coming out of Justice having to do with failing to dot the I or properly cross a T somewhere in the in the DREG prospectus. So we're going public with the whole program, because that way it's going to be very difficult for them to interfere.
Okay,
I've also set up a meeting with the I'm in the throes of finalizing the setting up a meeting with the Rothschild clan to try to make a deal to take it all public and get a complete disclosure a la Stephen Greer, who I happen to think Stephen Greer is a great guy, by the way, and he invested a lot of money in me, and he's been a stalwart soldier and been there when the chips were down and was kind enough to call me when I was in the hospital and that kind of thing. So that's how I measure my friendships, by the folks who were good to me when I was dying, you know. So it's the way it goes.
Absolutely. Well, and we're glad that you recovered, Gordon. And I'm sure a lot of listeners are glad as well. Can you tell people what your company is all about and what you're bringing public? Because
well, we changed the name of the company from RAM PNT. RAM stood for Replication Alien Machine, and PNT stood for Power and Transport. So we changed it to and moved it from Nevada to dormitized the Nevada Corporation and moved it over to a British company in the UK called Gervonic Energy Limited, and we're focused mostly on the energy aspect of the thing and not the anti-grav propulsion, although that certainly is going to be a part of the program. It's not where our financial interests are, because we feel that the power and the interest is in turning gravity instead of hydroelectric, which is how gravity is used to make power. We're going to do it just directly off of converting gravity into energy. And by doing that, we feel that we'll be able to issue a stock that will have essentially an infinite ROI, and we're not making any claims about a 30,000-to-1 multiple as opposed to a 30-to-1 multiple by Google or Microsoft. So we're just doing our thing in a very low-key, sophisticated way, and we're setting up. I'm going over to England very shortly to meet with our attorneys, and we're operating. There isn't going to be a share of stock sold in the United States, nor will any U.S. investment banks be allowed to purchase any of the stock. So, and because of my contretemps with the CIA, I've decided to ally myself with the Chinese and the Russians and the Indians and the Japanese at Al. So we've just told them, because I didn't get any support at the end of last year and it cost me 2 months in the hospital from the stress of it all, that we could do without the support of CIA. And we just told them to go take a hike, and we didn't want to communicate with them anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Can you tell me or tell the listeners a little more about when are you dealing with anti-gravity still, or are you not dealing with that?
We're dealing with gravitational control is the approach as far as we're concerned, which is controlling gravity. The byproduct of anti-gravity is free energy, because little motors turn big generators in gravitationally nullified field zones. So our focus is on energy, because the energy is the key to saving the planet. The transport, while is important, because when you have it, you'll be able to switch your energy economy over to a transport and starship economy. And you can build starships until there's no more materials to build them with. And probably, you know, a few tens of billions a year in starship projects in India and starship Starport Russia, Starport China, Starport Japan, and Starport Mideast, the Mideast, and Starport Europe, and Starport America, and Starport South America is the way we see it. Maybe even a Starport Africa, but the you have to have a replacement for the economic turn down that goes when you eliminate oil, coal, and gas from the equation, which will go out with, in about 5 years. That is our estimate. The transition will occur, and the stock market or the futures market will transition it even faster. So we're looking at a paradigm shift in economics where the GDP at about $44 trillion will spiral down to something in the order of $10 trillion, and then it'll start its acceleration on up, and then the decade should be about a quadrillion, which would make everybody on the planet seriously rich, because we wouldn't try to attempt to hold on to the intellectual property, which we have already tied up, and meaning we've got patents pending. So we would transition those patents over to an annuity that would be given away, like Alaska Pipeline, to all the citizens of the earth would get their monthly checks from a central bank that would just pump out the money. So money would become a joke. Everybody would be centimillionaires.
Okay,
at least,
well, that
at least financially.
Great. But let me ask you this. Are you still working with people like Hal Putoff and, I don't know, Sarfati still on your team? Okay, we're going to go to a commercial right now. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Gordon Novell. Gordon, you with us?
Yeah.
Great. What I was asking you right before the break was whether you were still working with Hal Pudoff, Jack Sarfati, and people like that.
Well, I'm working with a completely expanded team of scientists. We're up around 35 scientists, and I can't tell you all who they are, but George Ulig, the former head of Hercules and the father of the Trident missile, is heading up the program in terms of being the chief scientist in the program to run the teams, and folks like Dave Froning is still aboard, and Mark Pessis and many others are still around, but we've expanded the team, and you're going to be quite surprised when the prospectus, the dereg prospectus, is released in Europe. You'll be quite surprised as who the science team is, because most of them are the most prominent physicists and gravitational electrodynamicists in the world. And so the team is bigger than the Manhattan Project now. And the only thing that's notorious about us is I feel like Albert Einstein felt when he'd propounded that general relativity, but he couldn't prove it because he couldn't get the experiments done on the eclipse experiments that proved that space was curved around the star, and he was able to see a star behind the sun during the eclipse time. So he went from 1905 to around 1922 before he was able to prove he was right, and when he did, he became a sudden overnight sensation. So, but I'm not going to need that because I got something else that's going to make me a sudden overnight sensation, and that I can't discuss except to say that I have reason to believe I've inherited about $1 billion, so we'll say, we'll have to see. But we're about to go into court. Everything is real.
Go into court?
It'll be a U.S. and a foreign court is involved in it, and the fortune is just phenomenal. So I really don't want to go in and kind of titillate you with, because I'm not known for gilding lilies or BSing the general public. I just tell them the way it is. And But probably in about 2 months, you should be hearing a colossal story that'll make the Howard Hughes estate probate look like a tea party. So it's really, really, really a sensational case that I woke up one day and suddenly discovered that I was rich. So, that's not changing my attitude. So I'm disinheriting my daughters and re-inheriting friends that have been loyal friends, etc., like Stephen Greer. And I'm about to get married. So
are you?
Yeah, I got lucky at one of the UFO crash retrieval convention in 2009 in December. I met this girl who looked like the twin sister Catherine Zeta-Jones, except she isn't bipolar. She's just dumb because she believes that she's crazy enough to love me. And she's really the most extraordinarily beautiful woman, and I've been married to a Miss Universe, first runner-up in Miss Universe, and a Bunny of the Year for Playboy, and those kind of things. So I got lucky. I don't know why, but the big guy visited me and gave me a princess out of unbelievable. So you'll be hearing about her. Her name is Nora Alameda, and she's just the most incredible woman I've ever run into. So.
All right. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. Back to business a bit here, Gordon. Let me find out from you what is. I think that the people listening would like to hear some of your saga with Majestic. Can you describe what happened to you when you started out with your whole ARV project?
Well, we had a convocation of the original team, and right after that, the crap started hitting the fan. I got hit by a SWAT team standing in the Radisson Hotel in Phoenix that were accusing me of threatening Linda Gray and the actress from Dallas and her crazy idiotic friend, some girl by the name of everything I can tell you is that the Majestic is very real. They make the FBI look like altar boys when it comes down to doing dirty tricks. And they border right on the fantastic. It's almost like having a war with God.
Okay. Well, as far as that goes, you also angered Dan and Marcy, isn't that correct?
Who? Oh, you mean those.
Don't try not to call too many people names on this radio.
I'm not going to call them names. I just think Dan and Marcy are like everybody else with Majestic. They're nuts.
Okay.
I'm not calling anybody any names. I'm just telling you they're nuts. they remind me of the clone heads or whatever it is out of Saturday Night Live, you know, the clone heads, and they can't take a joke, and they got very angry, and they've made all kinds of arguments that they've cost me everything in the book, and they've I've had about 75 attacks from Majestic to date, and for a total of about $55,000 in cash and about a year of time lost to Majestic, and I'm not known for being a pussycat, so they're very tough guys, and I've had wars with the FBI and the ATF and the DEA and some very famous cases called Watergate and JFK and DeLorean and Waco, and I can tell you that Magic is the toughest bunch of SOBs I ever ran into in my life.
I have been told that you have a lot more to do with the JFK situation than you let on.
Well, I covered it up for for the White House, and I was working for Ramsey Clark in that time frame. I've been hanging out with Ramsey Clark as his chief investigator since I was 27 years old. I'm 73. So I go way back, and Ramsey and I had to do what we had to do. I mean, what are you going to do when you find out that J. Edgar Hoover and the Mafia and the Majestic and the Galen Org were all part and parcel of the assassination of the president, and they didn't give a damn. They just murdered him. You know, and then that's mild today. The assassinations of presidents is mild compared to what they get away with now.
That is probably true. What do you think about what's going on with Elanin?
With who?
Elanin.
What is Elanin?
Well, some people say it's a comet, and other people say it's a craft, coming piloted craft headed for the Earth.
Well, is it that Nibiru planet that people...
No, it's not that Nibiru planet.
So well, I don't know. I haven't kept up with it. I'd have a hard time believing that there's a starship out there as big as a comet, but anything's possible, you know.
Absolutely. Look at Phobos.
Yeah, well, I've heard that too, but, you know, I'm not a fan Let's put it like this.
Are you still working for the CIA, or you quit?
I don't have any. I quit my communications with them. I used to talk to them every day, and they wanted to know what I was doing every day. And as far as I was concerned, since they weren't giving me money and they weren't covering my backsides against Majestic's attacks, that it didn't make any sense that they would want to talk to me just to entertain. So it seemed that they were in an intelligence collection mode, and as long as I was associated with them, I was having trouble. So I just got away from them. I said, I love you dearly, and I think you guys are great, and I'm a grand fan of the CIA, but not when you're not handing me money. If you're not writing me a check, I don't even want to talk to you.
Okay, I got some people asking questions here in the chat. One of the things they're asking is something that I've been hearing about lately, which is how many presidents do you think are and their minions are cloned?
What do you mean? They've been made up by some extraterrestrials, and the original guy is gone?
Well, maybe our black military, maybe they cloned him. Who knows? I heard the Russians had definite ability to clone individuals.
Well, I mean, who would want a clone of Vladimir Putin? You know, I mean, who would dare want to clone him? You know, I mean, that's the first question is why would you want to clone him? He's the perfect leader for that kind of mischief. So,
look at it this way. If the Russians are cloning our people, in other words, people that we have in office, if they send in a clone and kidnap the real guy and disappear them, and suddenly they control the clone because it's actually a kind of an android that's under a control, then they've basically taken control of our country.
Well, I understand that, but it's like somebody says if somebody said was Obama's a clone, I would say, well, you know, what was the original Obama all about then? You know,
let's talk about Obama. What do you know about Obama? Anything?
No, all I know is he's gutless like all the rest of these presidents in terms of confronting Majestic over the release of the technology that could turn our planet into a utopia. Anybody that allows this kind of destruction in our society and then in our environment and in our evolutionary thing, and it's a criminal, you know. And so whether it be Bush or they're all criminals. The closest that anybody came to being straight about it was Ronald Reagan, and he was probably the best president we've ever had, and at least in my lifetime. So, you know, I'm not a fan of these guys. As far as cloning them and kidnapping presidents, I don't know. I guess it could be done, but it'd be like trying to put that a comedian up there. You know, I can't believe anybody could clone somebody to such a degree that his wife wouldn't know the difference in the veins in his sex organs. You know, this is a good way to put it.
All right. Let me ask you this. Have you seen my interview with Barry King?
No, I haven't.
Okay, do you know Barry King?
No, I don't know who it is.
You don't?
No, I don't. I live a rather cloistered life these days. I don't hang out with the UFO crowd. I am strictly a physicist-oriented guy that's really interested in doing the physics of this thing, and I don't get around the UFO crowd much.
The powers that be to get your technology out there, is that correct?
Well, I'm trying to get them to do it. That's the purpose of the meeting with the Rothschild clan, is to give them make the argument that the Russians and the Chinese and the Indians and the Japanese are working on this technology, and it's going to get out. And if they'd be a lot better off if they made a deal with us than to wake up one day and find that they're at the mercy of the Russians or the Chinese about it, because the technology is going to rule the roost. I mean, whoever is in control of the technology will rule the planet, and I don't mean that in the dictatorial sense. I mean, he's just going to be in a position to set up the economics. The economics will automatically fall out of it, but the people who control the technology will lead the new paradigm, and the new paradigm is the elimination of energy, elimination of the cost of energy, and that in turn will change the environment and stop the rise of the oceans, which is a catastrophe of warming. And there's so many shifts in the paradigm caused by this one technological leap. And it's a transquantum leap, meaning you're leaping off into infinite distances. It isn't a leap of measure, a leap that can be measured, because you're going to be leaping way beyond the galaxy.
Okay,
you're going to be leaping into the universe.
You and me both know that Black Projects has this technology. They're already leading with that technology. Okay, we're going to a break, and we'll have to come right back and talk to Gordon about my question.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Up your head.
Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Gordon Novell. Gordon, you there?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, ma'am.
So right before the break, I asked you, how do you deal with the fact that the secret government has had this technology for over 40 years?
Because they don't have any patents.
what do they need them for?
They need them because if they expect to compete in the marketplace, they're going to have to be able to show when they had it, and if they do that, then their patents would have expired twice, over 2.5 times in the time period. So he who has the patent pending at the time of disclosure rules the roost.
Okay, well, it's nice that you believe that. I'm not so sure I'm convinced of
that.
Well,
I've only spent about $25,000 in legal fees at the Merchant & Gould law firm for 20 years of research work to file these patents. We put a 20-year process on filing the patent, and we're not exactly slow on what our international claims are and our rights are. So all they have to do to find out whether or not I got teeth is to just come on out with it right now, and then they're going to have to explain when did they get it, how did they get it, where did they get it, and how did they fund it. I can explain all of my aspects of that, but I doubt that they can explain any of it under oath.
Well, there's no doubt about that. They certainly can't, and they probably would never do it anyway, even if they could.
Well, what are they going to do? They can't. I mean, there's an old expression, you got to give you know what to get it. So you got to give backside to get backside. So they're not exactly playing around with a group of pussycats that are going to take their threats idly and say, oh gee, we're scared of you great big monsters, and you've got all this power, and you've got all these cute little gadgets, like the Men in Black have that little gadget that erases your memory. I've had that run on me, by the way.
Yeah, and, I know you have. I can tell.
Yeah, well, they took a computer right off my lap, a laptop computer off my lap when I was riding a bus in Santa Monica, and I didn't know for 15 minutes that they'd done it, and I still to this day don't know when they did it. All I know is it was on my lap, and then it wasn't, and I woke up and got off the bus, and I said, what happened to my laptop? And it was gone, and they did the same thing the next day with my cell phone. They've done 3 laptops. They've done 3 cell phones. So I've had
I hear you, and they brought you in the hospital on top of it, and you don't know what happened there while you were out.
Well, all I know is that somebody popped me with, in my opinion, with a pair of ultraviolet lasers carrying an awful lot of electricity, and they were kind enough to stop my heart long enough to put me into known as a silent ischemia. And the next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital with 4 big plastic tubes sticking out of my chest.
That's right.
And they wouldn't let me out of the hospital for 2 months.
I'm glad they didn't kill you because, I have to say, and I'm going to say it on the air right now, that the latest guy that we visited in England who donated the use of his house, who lived right next door to a Rothschild, and you better listen to this, Gordon. He was a landowner, and he let us use his space to do an interview. Lovely man. His name was John Agnew. He's just died unexpectedly. He did have cancer, but when I saw him, like, less than a month ago, he looked fine. He was in perfectly decent health, and so we don't know how that happened. But obviously they're still messing with people when they decide to do so.
Well, they for some reason or other decided that maybe that discretion's the better part of valor, or after a while they get tired of trying to kill you, so, or trying to scare you, because in my case I think they had too much respect for killing me, because they know that's a two-way street, and you know, I have my own little armada of weapons that will blind you without. You know, you just, all you see is a sudden splash of light, and the next thing you know, your heart stops, and you're in great pain, and you're in, you know, you're very unhappy, and there wasn't a sound, there wasn't even a, and, you know, there wasn't even the sound of a silenced pistol. So, I mean, we can visit trouble on them, too, you know. I mean, they're not totally invisible. We know who the principals are, and, you know, when you know who the principals are, you can attack them.
Let me ask you this. Do you have stuff that you've set aside that in the event you're killed that it will go public?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm taking the company public right now.
Okay, because that's the only thing that's probably going to save your ass, if you don't mind my saying so.
Like I said, you got to give ass to get ass, and so, you know, I mean, they know that we're not exactly a bunch of pussycats. We're not your typical to help put off type of guy who says he kisses ass in order to get him to play ball with him and et cetera. And you know, I love Hal, and I think he's a great guy. But I mean, he forgot about $25,000 later I gave him.
I don't want to get involved in your you know, dispute with Hal. I'm sure that what happens with you 9 times out of 10 is you have a dispute with somebody, and a month later you guys are the best friends again.
Yeah, but Hal and I haven't made up. It's like Jack Sarfati and I are not making up anytime soon. We're civil with each other, but you know, he wanted to put me in jail, and then he ran into my son, and my son is probably twice as tough as me. You know, my son is really dangerous because he's a lawyer. and he's a good one.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear you and your son are getting along. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, we're back on, we're like I said, I'm going to shock you when you find out what I'm doing.
The people you're playing ball with, because, you know, you can't play games with the Rothschilds and the like of Stephen Greer. I think you might be on some dangerous ground right there, I'm going to say.
Well, I like Stephen because Stephen was kind enough to invest a lot of money in me, and he's been a loyal, stalwart soldier, and I told him I would carry the thing until the life's end, and he's seen me stick through it and get right out of the hospital and come right back into the...
Well, that's true, because you're a hard worker, there, that's for sure. Now, I got somebody here wants to ask you all kinds of questions, and so I'm going to run those by you if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay, one of them says, there is a rumor that you were one of the Oswald doubles.
That's bullshit. Excuse my language. Do you know what I'm going to tell you is what I told Oliver Stone when he wanted to put me on the grassy knoll. I said, you got a problem, Oliver. I said, on the day that Kennedy was killed, I said, I was in the dining room in the basement of Tuccio's restaurant, and I said, I was relieving Elizabeth Taylor of $650,000 that she gave me for her then stepson Mike Todd Jr. for his minstrel show at my Bourbon Street Pavilion at the New York World's Fair. And I said, so Elizabeth is my alibi, and you've got a problem. So he said, are you kidding? I said, well, why don't you go ahead and do it? And I said, and find out. I said, because I'll move to give prior restraint to your film. I'll erase your film every day you go to take it out. I'll use lasers on your, I'll use X-ray lasers on your film cans. And I said, you'll never produce the rushes. And I said, that's $250,000 a day. You want to fight? And I said, on top of that, I'm going to scream blue bloody murder that I was with Elizabeth Taylor and I was 22 or 23 years old. And I said, I was, to be blunt with you, I was playing grab ass with Elizabeth because Richard Burton wasn't around, and she was a wonderful woman, and she liked me because I worked for her husband. And, you know, Mike was a mentor of mine when I was in college, and he let me build the balloons for Around the World in 80 Days, and he was just a great guy, and I loved him dearly. And so how do you beat that for an alibi? I mean, that's a royal straight flush in the game of JFK. I was Garrison's chief of security.
That's an answer. Now, I'm not done here. I've got some more questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, somebody else is asking, if you were so pissed off about them killing Kennedy, why did you sabotage the Garrison investigation?
Because first, his investigation was a fraudulent investigation. While I was doing that, I was after the real guys, which we kind of upset the Frank Sturgises and E. Howard Hunt characters and some of the others we had to do. Hoover and I had it out. I told him that, you know, I got him off my case by presenting him the photographs that I put on PBS Frontline in 1993, I recall, showed him having sex with his then live-in lover, Clyde Tolson, the deputy director of the Bureau. So that all came out, and there was no less than Walter Mondale was right alongside of me when I did that. So, and I had a deputy attorney general backing me up, so... And I had the attorney general. So, I mean, I've been hanging out with the legal people at the top of the Justice Department for 40 years.
Yeah,
and,
I believe
you. You know,
okay,
and
well,
I mean, you
okay,
can't
so
tell me that,
rate,
that Ramsey Clark and I are not...
The investigation was fraudulent because why? He wasn't going after the right guys?
Well, Clay Shaw didn't have anything to do with it, and Dean Andrews certainly didn't have anything to do with it, and all of his craziness was just craziness. I mean, you can accuse the Bishop of Boston for bastardry, but that doesn't mean he's guilty.
All right. We're going to come back after this break and be right back with Gordon Novell.
Just give me some truth now. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic psychotic time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Gordon Novell about the Kennedy assassination and all kinds of other things, including UFOs and free energy, et cetera, et cetera. Gordon?
Yes.
Okay, so you admit that you interfered with the Garrison investigation because you're saying it was going in the wrong direction.
Well, it was BS. It was nothing real, and so I had a two-pronged issue. One was to expose the fraud of Garrison, and we used that at the same time to cover up what we really believed about who did it. And Mr. Clark did what he thought was right, and I think he's the greatest. He's certainly the greatest legal mind in the world, and they gave him the UN prize for civil rights that only Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela got, and Ramsey got. And
okay,
so
Ramsey's why did he do that? What was he covering up? Why did he cover?
You would have had the biggest catastrophe in history had somebody said, let's indict J. Edgar Hoover for assassinating Kennedy, and let's go get Sam Momo Giancana, who wouldn't have enjoyed it very much at all, because the mafia was part and parcel of doing it, and
weren't they working for the CIA?
I don't believe that. I never have believed John McCone had a thing to do with it. I've also thought that the E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession wasn't a confession. It was paid back to the agency for letting him twist in the wind during Watergate and have to sit in prison for 3 years, which he didn't enjoy at all.
You mean you think that the deathbed confession was a lie, was a misdirect on purpose?
Yes. Was paid back to the agency historically for letting him twist in the wind during Watergate, because I was there when he was twisting.
Okay, so what was the who besides J. Edgar Hoover? Johnson?
Johnson's a possible. I used to hang out with Mr. Johnson at that time frame, so that was the other thing that, people knew that Walter Jenkins was on my board of directors, and when I was doing the Starport project and building the 84 World's Fair in New Orleans, and I was friendly with Mr. Johnson. He wasn't an enemy, and I used to meet him out in the Club de Pesca in Acapulco and hang out with him, so he treated me greatly when I got in all that trouble for waving those pictures to Hoover, and he decided he was going to charge me with the Interstate Transportation Electronic Intelligence Equipment, which promptly caused Watergate. I went to the ranch, and I stayed on his ranch while I was on my 1 year probation from the federal judge. I didn't get any jail time.
What was his motive? During
what
the
was his motive?
What was going on
whose
there? Just,
motive?
Just to get into office?
Huh?
Just to get in office? Was he acting under orders?
Yeah, I think he was just a beneficiary of a lot of enemies, because Kennedy had a lot of enemies and he earned them and he deserved them. So, a lot of friends of mine think Kennedy got what he asked for, which is he was about to try to abolish the Federal Reserve.
Like to see happen right now?
Yeah, well, a lot of people like to see that happen, and I'm not sure that the Rothschilds aren't part and parcel of wanting to see the Federal Reserve go away.
Right.
You're going to have to change it all, because if we don't change it all, the planet's going to get into catastrophesville, and we're heading there quickly now. Global warming is real. You may have some of the coldest weather you've ever had, but it's a byproduct of what's going on. So the planet's changing because we're pumping carbon dioxide like mad into the atmosphere.
Oh, you got to be dreaming, Gordon. There's a lot of other reasons why it's changing, but that's not one of them, I'm afraid. Okay, let's see. The Torbett document. You were mentioned.
I don't believe that. That was an FBI disinformation document.
Okay, that makes sense. What about Division 5? You heard of it?
Yeah, certainly. It was the assassination group at the FBI.
Yep, that's right. That's a good answer.
So.
What about the anti-Castro Cubans in Miami? What do you think about them? Were they part of it?
No, maybe they were part and parcel of it, but, you know, they were all soldiers in it because nobody really knew. The planning for JFK was a brilliant job. If anybody did that planning, it was probably planned independently of the agency by Richard Bissell, but other friends of mine have told me who did the planning, and the planning was brilliant. I mean, the assassination of Kennedy was one of the most brilliant executions ever devised, and they did a good job because nobody's gotten caught, and nobody's ever confessed to the crimes other than E. Howard Hunt, and you got to look at Hunt's motives. Hunt had a real vendetta going against the agency, and he wanted to pay him back, and he was willing to put out a bogus confession on his deathbed to do it.
Okay, what about Ferry?
Ferry was an unimportant character in the whole drama, as far as I can see. He was a confidant of Carlos Marcella. I used to hang out with him for a little while when we were trying to get something that we wanted that he had, and I never thought that Ferry or Clay Shaw or any of those guys had anything to do with the assassination. I knew who did it in the time frame because we were discussing it very openly, me and other people who came on in the Nixon administration were hanging around the fringes of it when it went down, like Scotty Robinson and others. And so, you know, we pretty much knew that Hoover and Giancana had engineered it, and that if anybody
had to order it from higher up than that.
Well, you can't get any higher than Majestic.
Right.
There is no higher up in the U.S.
Right.
government
well,
Majestic, than
Magic. But you haven't named one person in Majestic yet.
Well, why would I name them? Their names are common knowledge. I mean, it's the former. I really don't want to start a fight with at that level of Magic. I've already had my battles with the sycophants like Danny and Marcia down on the bottom, and I don't think much of them. And that crazy broad.
What about David Atlee Phillips?
Well, now there's a different character. So, you know, I mean, he was a planning type, but did he have a role in it? I don't know. I mean, I wasn't around doing it. I was trying to get Elizabeth Taylor's underwear off.
Okay. Even though you were best friends with her husband, right?
Well, I was best friend. He was dead at that time. But the time when I went after Elizabeth. Elizabeth and I met at the premiere of Raintree County when a guy goosed her in the butt with a camera when she was walking into the theater with Todd, and I clobbered him, and Todd was kind enough to befriend me, and the next thing I knew I was working for Todd.
Okay, I can see you doing that.
I was trying to get Elizabeth $650,000, I was playing Huggy Kissy, etc., and then Lenny Gaines came around, he said, Richard Burton's going to kill you, and I said, well, he can't kill me because all he's got is carbuncles and warts to kill me with, so I'm not afraid of him. So I was after her with a purple passion. Anybody that was any red-blooded American boy gets up close to Elizabeth Taylor, and when she was 20, she was at that time, she was 28 and I was 22 or 23. So, you know, I mean, I went crazy over, but she was kind enough to write me a check for $650,000. That's a matter of record.
Okay, but we've got a massive cover-up that went down. Who do you think did the cover-up?
Well, there were a lot of people involved in the cover-up. What is that, a laugh or a barking dog?
That's my dog. Hold on one second here. Go ahead.
Huh? Hello?
Okay, Gordon, you can talk. I just had to mute myself so my dog wouldn't be heard. Sorry about this.
Well,
I want to know why. Who covered it up?
All I can tell you is that it was covered up by a lot of people. The black operations around that thing were very loosely constructed, and the people knew who they were fooling with. And you don't go around teeing off to Galen Org, or, you know. And at that point in time, if I recall, Borman was still alive and kicking, and he was not a sweetheart. And Galen was still alive and kicking, he wasn't a sweetheart. And the Majestic crew was out there, and I don't remember who was the head of it at that time, but they started off their operations because they went directly to Dirty Tricks, and they refined it to the max. And they have, with their alliance with the National Security Agency, they're almost invulnerable. Except, you know, what are they going to do about somebody like me? If you try to kill me and you miss, I'm liable to kill your mother. So, you know, I mean, I don't mean that because I've never hurt anybody, but at least I would admit to. But the bottom line is that...
Okay, yeah? Gordon, talk about the Galen's Org. You've mentioned them several times, and they're a Nazi organization, aren't they?
Yeah, well, most of the people think the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati are the cat's meow, but the Galen Org has got more money than God.
Okay, and
it's the Nazi organization,
aren't they?
Say again.
They're based in Europe, aren't they?
I don't know where they're based. They used to be based in South America, in Argentina, and they were directly, they clicked their heels directly to Martin Bormann for years. So when, you know, Bormann stayed alive for a long time, and friends of mine met with him, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you don't fool around with Mother Nature, and the Nazis. The Nazis took a ton of gold out of there. They moved it out with submarines, and they set up their own little world. It seems like they may have won in the long haul, because everything seems to be going pro-fascist these days.
That is absolutely true. My understanding is they went off planet with the secret space program.
Well,
that's what Hoagland's saying.
Yeah, well, did he see the SWAT stickers on their birds on Mars?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he did. Why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking the question because I tend to believe it's all Majestic. I mean, Majestic and the Nazis and the Mafia and you know, the Mafia has disappeared. And ever since Gotti got it, the Mafia has gone to the mattresses, and they've disappeared. You can't find them anywhere. And I mean, they're out there, but you can't find them. They've gone double deep black, and they've adopted a lot of intelligence situations, and they don't go around bragging anymore about what they're doing, and it's no big deal to be, you know, they just don't stick out anymore, and they avoid the wiretaps, but they're there, you know. It doesn't mean the Mafia's gone away, it's just gone deep black.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, and I think you're right about that, actually. I think they're so mixed in with all the agencies and the black projects that it doesn't really matter. The Nazis, the mob, they're all in it. It's just that that's just another organization they belong to. Okay, Gordon?
Yeah.
So let's move on to Waco, because I've always been interested in Waco. Why don't you talk to the group out here who's listening a little bit about what really went down in Waco, because you happen to know.
Well, I was the chief investigator of it for Ramsey Clark, and I did cause that Academy Award winning movie to be made to some degree or another, and we did take them to the Supreme Court for $650 million and lost. So I would say I know a lot about it.
Okay, so you know that the kids there were murdered on purpose by the government?
Absolutely.
Okay, and why did they do that? Why?
Well, I've always said people try to describe it off to some all kinds of different things. His mother recently was murdered. David Koresh's mother got murdered about a year and a half ago. And I turned over the rocks on it, and it went back to some kind of pedophile ring in one of the islands in the Channel Islands, and I got away from it. But I've always said that David committed the first thing he did was he set up a polygamous type of religion where he committed the capital sin of taking the wives of his followers as his mistresses. And David was a lot like Khashoggi. I mean, he was a Sybaritic character who would jump in bed with, you know, he liked to get them all naked in the same bed. And they heard tales about all of that.
Why did the government take him down? The government.
Well, because the government agents out there, they have their wife and their mistress. But David committed. David got greedy, and he had to have all those women. And he kept their husbands downstairs kneeling and praying to him and worshiping him while he was dinging their wives. And there was a lot of male anger umbrage at that by the feds. You know, it's okay to have a wife and a mistress, but don't make 24 guys wives into your mistresses and knock them all up and gang bang them all in the same bedroom. I mean, that's a no-no. I mean, he just went, he was excessive in his sexual habits, and
so they
got very angry about it.
They took it down. Come on, they killed a bunch of children. That makes no sense.
That was all payback. That was all payback because he refused to come out and surrender to them and do what they wanted. And
okay,
so they didn't care
right
whether
now,
they killed his children.
I don't really appreciate
you got to rip those
were
all his
right
kids.
Back after this commercial.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
July 4th, come join patriots from all across the great land in eastern Pennsylvania for Freedompalooza, a three-day festival of music and great speakers. Come party with the likes of former Congressman Jim Trafficant.
Man, they railroaded that guy.
Mark and Rose.
Hey, I saw him in Freedom of Fascism.
You want great rock?
We got it.
How about the most influential, hardest-working band in the movement today? Poker Face.
We got the Amaro.
Burn the Ballot.
And Killer.
Doug Hall.
Front to Enemy.
The Crunch.
Kinetic Blue,
Secret System Band,
Scrap Metal Bomb,
Rebel Inc.
Man, that's a lot of bands.
Camp out under the stars along the Delaware River like our founding fathers did before the Battle of Trenton.
What else are you going to do this 4th of July?
Sit around with family members you hate?
Listen to your fat uncle tell the same stories he tells every year?
No way, man.
I'm going to Freedompalooza.
Go to Freedompalooza.com
for all the details.
That's Freedompalooza.com.
Freedompalooza.
Freedompalooza.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866 866- 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
This is Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Gordon Novelle. Gordon, we were just talking about Waco, and I think you were going a little off track there. You want to get back to the mind control aspect of it?
Well, I can only tell you what I saw, and I put 74-inch volumes of data together that have become the compendium of all compendiums on the project. And what I saw was the ATF got crazy like they did with selling the guns down in Mexico, and they decided that they could do anything, and they went in there and they jumped out the trailers and started shooting, and the guys were waiting for them and decided to shoot back, and they got what they deserved. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned,
Come on. The kids got what they deserved. I mean, let's get real.
The kids were pawns in the game, and the Renos and the I can't remember his name right now, but the FBI guy that ran the whole show there. They don't care about kids. I mean, what are kids? They're just pawns. And when David wouldn't come out, they said, "We're going to kill all your kids, David, since you were kind enough to create all the little SOBs or bastards or whatever you want to call them." And legally, that's what they were. They just decided to obliterate them. They didn't care.
Okay,
they were going to obliterate them. And the FBI is not a bunch of nice guys. Huh?
I think you were more on track when you were talking about the Channel Islands.
Well, the Channel Island thing was something that had to do with some pedophile ring that Bonnie Haldeman, David's mother, got hip to, and she started investigating it, she thought that it was part and parcel of what was the reason that they attacked him, et cetera, that Wayne, whatever his last name, I can't remember his last name, but the lawyer who was on David's staff.
The ATF in there? Someone is asking who ordered the ATF in there.
Well, I went in there for the guns originally on the predicate that David had a lot of modified automatic weapons, and they were going to go in there and get them. And I don't think he had modified weapons. I think he had the bolts to turn them into modified weapons real quick.
None of this makes sense, why he was really even got that organization going and why they took it down. It still doesn't make sense. I don't know if you know, Gordon, but if you know, you haven't even come close to telling me right now. Let me ask you this. Why does Dr. Putoff not do a media press release on Zero Point Energy? I think that's a pretty good question.
Because he ain't got anything he can sell. He can't build a rig that works. There is no rig design because he can't get any geometry in his theory. And as a result, he can't build a rig. And the rig he tried 20 years ago to build, wouldn't work. And after that, he had no more possibilities. And
that's not true, because he's working with the secret government.
Yeah, well, show me his working rig.
Well, they're not going to show you, are they?
Well, the secret government is what, Bigelow?
Maybe.
Yeah, so the point I'm making is that I haven't seen Hal come up with anything that'll work. And I got Hal $25,000 he never repaid the guy for. He never gave him any stock, and he forgot to even give me a dime for doing it. And then after doing all of that, he decided to throw me to the wolves. So I love him, and he threw his own son to the wolves. And I watched him, what he did with his son, Devin.
What do you mean by threw him to the wolves? What do you mean by that?
He put his son in prison and made sure he didn't get out for a couple of years.
All right.
So, you know, I mean, that was, Hal and I were the dearest of friends. And when I get you $25,000 from a man who's worth $1 billion and you cause me to lose that connection, I don't forgive that. And particularly when Hal sent me a thing and said, take my name off of all emails. And I had been very friendly with him. And Hal and I began to have physics disagreements about what was the right physics for gravity nullification and what gravity was caused by. And I believe it's vortex theory, and he thinks it's zero point. And Sarfati thinks it's dark energy, dark matter, and I don't believe any of them. And I believe I'm just as right as they are, and I can't count past 10 without taking my shoes off. But
okay,
I'm just as smart as they are. Okay,
and do you believe John Lear is part of Majestic?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You believe his father was part of Majestic?
No, his father was a part of a friend of mine, is what he was. And Bill never did anything that was remotely tied to Majestic. His gravity research stuff didn't have anything to do with Majestic. And I doubt that he knew anything about the reverse engineering at Lockheed of the Arv bird. You know, Arv was we'll call it an engineering washdown from the crash bird at Roswell and Corona, birds, plural. And they figured out how it looked and how they could build it using our hardware and using our materials, and they built it. And
about that base that's up in Utah? Wasn't it Utah that had that the craft that was going into the under the ground?
Yeah, well, I think Utah is where Solar Warden is operated out of.
Right, and
by Navy Space Command, huh?
Solar Warden is our secret space program that's guarding the galaxy from incoming unfriendlies. Isn't that right?
Well, I wouldn't say the galaxy. I'd say the solar system.
All right, the solar system.
Yeah, because I don't think that they meander much outside the solar system, and they got their proton beam weapons that the Navy put together at Alamogordo under Project Jolt, et cetera, et cetera. Most of those guys are now working for me, darling.
Why are they working for you? Did they get fired?
No, because I hired them.
Well, you know, they got to leave their other jobs in order to come work for you, right?
Well, yeah, but they've been invited to come to CERN. They got their stock, and they've got their salaries.
Just on paper?
What?
You really think you got them, or is this just a sort of a Ponzi?
Have you known me to bluff much about anything?
No, but I'm saying, are they taking you for a ride?
How can they take me for a ride? Each one of them signed an agreement separate. They don't even know. They don't even. One doesn't know who's the other. We're keeping all of that. Majestic no longer can immediately crash through our program because we've got codes. We've got our own computer system. We've got one-time pad codes. We're using a lot of security.
What about Bobby Ray Inman? Is Bobby Ray Inman Majestic?
Yes.
Okay. I figure. Okay, let's see. I've got other questions here that people are asking me here. Hold on one second. There was an interesting question here. Big, long question. I can't do that one right this second. It's much too long. Okay. Well, why don't you talk about what's going on Mars? Because if you're talking about Solar Warden and the information we had is that that's a craft called Venture Star. Is that right?
I don't know. That's a new one on me.
That's a new one on you.
Yeah, that's a new one on me.
Wow, that's real interesting. Okay, so
now listen, you're up on your G2 in some respects is better than mine, and then mine is in some respects is better than yours. But I am very cautious about what I say.
All
you know,
right.
So I don't know what they call the various birds.
Okay, well,
I do know that little crazy guy over in England probably hit it right on the button.
You mean Gary McKinnon?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That was when he had a list of non-terrestrial officers, right?
Yeah. Gary got in and hacked in, and now he's blackmailing them, and that's how they can't afford to try him, because to try him is to expose too many things, so
they can't
go to court with him, huh?
That's exactly right. Well, he's got to have his ace in the hole, otherwise they could eliminate him, right?
Yeah, but he's not doing anything of any consequence other than, you know, trying to survive and collect a buck or two here as a result of all of this. And
they've destroyed him, actually. I mean,
huh?
I said they've destroyed him pretty much.
Well, he probably earned it.
Well, I don't think he earned it.
Well, I'm not a friend of hacking into the Fed's computers, you know? I'm not
so sure about that. Okay, let's see. What about the residents that live on the moon? I'm told the Nazis have a base up there. What have you heard?
Well, I've heard Majestic's up there along with the ETs, and that they all get together and they drink and they get gassed on. And they have their own little bars and one thing and another. So, as far as all of that's concerned, it doesn't concern me, because until they invite me into the program, and they haven't yet done that, but they're probably pretty soon going to have to entertain doing that, because When I ask them to turn over the technology, I mean turn over the technology. That means control. So, you know, they can do what they want with me, but they got a problem.
Okay, let me understand. Why do you think the Rothschilds are going to work with you?
For the same, because I've got the economics of it figured out as to how it's more beneficial for them to let it out instead of having the Russians or Prokhorov or one of those guys come up with it, and then they've got to make a deal under. They make a deal with me right now, and they just turn it over to me. Whereas the Russians will just stuff it in the air, and the Chinese will stuff it in the air, and the Japanese and the Indians will stuff it in the air. So they've got four major world powers going after the technology, and as far as I'm concerned, none of them own the patent rights to it except me. So, you know, that's the question is do they want to listen to my arguments? And I'm going to be taking a couple of the better macroeconomists with me over there, and we're going to be making the argument about why this needs to be done now. Otherwise, they can wake up and deal with the Russians.
Let me ask you this, because you're a patriot, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do you go over there and do business with other countries?
But a patriot. I'm these days. I'm an Earth patriot. I'm not a U.S. patriot anymore.
Okay.
I would say I've become the leader of the Earth Patriots as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, my interest is in changing the planet. My interest is in changing the metaphysics of the planet.
Let me ask you this, and I appreciate that, Gordon, but let me ask you this. You're working with Stephen Greer, and what we observed is basically, in a sense, you guys might be working like flypaper for the people that are out there that are free energy inventors. They come to you with their ideas, and you pat them on the head. You take them for a ride, and then you steal their ideas.
That's not true, darling. The only person only group I ever stole the technology from is Majestic, and I ain't giving it back.
Okay. But what about Greer?
I don't know that Greer's stealing anybody's technology. Greer seems to have his own desires with Orion, etc. I like Greer. Greer was kind enough to write me a very big check. When I was sick in the hospital, Greer called me. He was at least there.
Okay. But let me ask you this. What has gone on with you and... what's his name? The CIA guy. You know, your good friend over there.
We've agreed to disagree.
Oh, really? And how long?
Yeah, I'm not talking. He and I talk about once a week these days, and the conversations are quick and swift, and I tell him nothing, because I am really running black these days. And I mean, we're sitting here on the phone, and what have I really told you about where we're doing it, who we're doing it, and how did I get an estate worth $1 billion near to my control, and why am I going to be more famous than Howard Hughes very shortly, etc., etc.? You just take my word for it, it's going to happen. And, you know, I've had some really strange spiritual things going on in my life of recent. So, I made it through. My doctors told me, he said, Gordon, you were dead. You know, when we cut your heart open and your chest open, you were dead. It had stopped working. And we hooked you up to the thing that they do to recirculate the blood and whatever. He said, but you were dead. And I said, well, why was I dead? And he said, we don't know. He said, because you have the strangest heart attack we've ever seen. They wouldn't let me out the hospital for 2 months.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I really do.
Yeah, and so I wanted out, and I finally had to escape out the hospital, and I went and got myself back in shape and started lifting weights and becoming a Bob Del Monteith type, and I look pretty good. If you see my 41-year-old girlfriend, it looks like she's 25, and
Nora looks prettier
than Catherine Zeta Jones, and I'm not joking.
That sounds good, Gordon, and I'm very happy for you. I think we're going to commercial right now, and we'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, talking to Gordon Novell. Gordon, you there?
Yeah.
All right, we've got about 15 minutes left of this
show. Okay.
And it's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate you taking your time here with me tonight. Someone wants to know if you're getting all this money through this very interesting $1 billion that you inherited or something like that. Why do you need the Roths?
Why do I need the Rothschilds?
Yep.
For power.
Okay. Why?
Stephen Greer and I want to see the disclosure happen as soon as possible, and we've done everything, and we know that they know that we've been busy little boys, and that we have a program that they're going to pay hell to stop. So what we're doing is going through their attorneys in London, who also are attorneys for the IPO. For the private placement memorandums, and as a result, we're going to sit down with them and just say, hey, look, you know, let's change the planet, and here's how you can do it, and here's how you make, why you make more money doing it our way than you will doing it your way. And your way is going to end up putting you in at direct odds with the Chinese and the Russians and the Japanese and the Indians, because they're all working on anti-grav very hard right now.
Okay. What about the idea that the Rothschilds are one, just one half of the Majestic? You know, Majestic's made up of one half Rockefellers, one half Roths. Don't you know that?
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, I think that the Rothschilds have they have the bigger stick.
Okay. Let me see. I've got all kinds of questions here. Let's see. Someone is asking you what you think is going on with the magnetic poles.
With the magnetic poles, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, and what about Professor Kelly? You know, the bio, what do you call that guy? The engineer, the scientist that was killed, Kelly. You know who he is?
No.
David Kelly?
No. I'm half ignorant or half ass ignorant about a lot of things because I'm so focused in on what I'm doing.
Okay, let's see. Are you still working with the guy who designed the bird? Are you working with that guy behind the scenes?
Who is that?
The one who saw it in the hangar down here in Southern California at the air show.
Oh, Brad Sorensen? Yeah. Brad is still a member of the team and
okay,
a stockholder.
And what about
they're all going to get silly rich.
Okay, what about Mike? Is Mike still on your team?
I'm happen to be at Mike's house right now.
And what about Mark? Is Mark still part of your team?
Mark McCandless?
Yeah.
No. Mark never was a part of the team because he doesn't. Mark can't follow any leader. I love him like a brother. He's a brilliant guy, and I really wish he'd get his act together, but he won't get his act together. And you know, he's jealous of me because I can find money, and he can't find money. And I can get a lot of people to follow me because they know I'm committed. And when somebody's committed, it's easy to follow because you know he's going to be there no matter what happens. And they've all watched me recover and come back real quick. And they said, Jesus Christ, you're going to kill yourself. And I said, so what? You can't die but once. So, you know, Mark is not prepared to do that. And Mark is a brilliant guy. He's a very, very smart guy, but he just doesn't, he won't follow and he won't lead. If you can't lead and you can't follow, and get the hell out of the way.
Okay, someone wants to know if you know Richard Branson.
I wish I did.
I believe that. Okay.
I know Bert Rutan, and Bert's got him. Bert has kept both Paul Allen and Richard Branson away from doing business with me because he wants to keep flying his damn silly airplanes. So, you know, Bert will never change because he doesn't want to learn electrodynamics versus aerodynamics. And as a result, Bert's got his head up his ass, to be blunt with you. I love him. I think he's a brilliant man. He's certainly a lot smarter than me. But where it comes down to figuring out how to do UFO, he can't do it.
Okay. Okay. What about the situation with Japan and all of that? Have you heard anything about that?
No, it seems like they got their little reactors under control over there, and I thought that was a terrible, terrible catastrophe. My heart went out for them. I did try to make a deal with them to pull those rods out, those reactors, and I found a way to get the rods out, and they wouldn't listen, so they apparently had a better plan than mine, and they've got their reactors under control, so, you know, and Gordon's stupid, as far as I'm concerned. And it was probably good because I would have ended up getting fried. Or might have ended up getting fried. But we almost went over there and did the same thing that we did in Kuwait. You know, I was in Kuwait during the oil fires to put them all out, and we came up with a way to put them all out, and they paid me a bundle of money to go over there and meet with the Emir and make the pitch and one thing and another, and they put it in their little arsenal of dirty tricks against a rainy day if somebody lights their oil wells up again. But
okay, but they didn't actually put out the fires themselves at that point.
No, they didn't. We had a way to put all out an oil fire, 30 minutes to oil fire, and they were taking upwards of 10 days to do one well. So, you know, and they were paying $2-3 million a well to knock them out, and they had about 960 of them to knock out. And we came up with a real quick way to kill them. And we tried to do the same thing using the same technology, which is a Howard Hughes technology. It came out of Hughes Tool Company. It was called a stabbing spear. And they didn't want to use it down in the Gulf. You know, BP wouldn't do it. We wanted to stab that oil. We wanted to stab that thing out real quick, and they didn't want to do it.
Well, because why do you think they didn't want to do it?
Because they wanted to control that oil and get as much money out of it as they could. Because they, you know, that was strictly all about money.
Okay,
it was all about money. They didn't care what they did to the Gulf of Mexico. They were strictly into it for the money. It was all about a money problem.
There's a lot more going on there. There's ET bases under there, from what we hear, and there's also a nuke that was exploded down there.
Well, I hear all that, but I don't believe it. I know the Russians were using nukes to snap out oil wells that they couldn't close down.
Not to close them down, but to explode them and just to start a whole volcanic instability in that area that would then affect the New Madrid Fault. What do you know about the Nebraska situation?
I don't know anything about it.
You know they're having a meltdown over there?
No. In Nebraska?
Yeah. Where are you located right now? Maybe you should be concerned.
Mississippi.
All right. Well, you're not that far away.
I'm down on the Gulf by Diamond Head, Mississippi.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to get a home down here. That's the current plan, and bring my bride to be down here and have babies.
Well, what about the New Madrid Fault? You heard of that?
Yeah, I know exactly what that is, and it's. I thought that was over a bit to the north. I mean, to the east.
Yeah, but it's gonna. If it goes, you're going to be still in the way.
Yeah. I ain't worried about all that. I'm not a doomsday player. I don't buy into doomsday. I didn't buy into Y2K, and I ain't buying into 2012.
Uh-huh. And what about the plans that the New World Order have to put their sort of program into effect that the Rothschilds are all part of?
Well, I hear all this, and I know that there may be some truth to it, but I just don't think that they want to interfere with their tea and crumpets and their having a good time. The Earth to them is already a utopia, you know. So why would they want to interfere with that?
So
huh?
Bad.
What?
Why are they messing with it so bad if it's such a utopia? You know, you have to answer those questions for yourself. You can't.
Well, they're power freaks. They have a good time doing it. It's all part of a big game that makes them feel like they're Superman and one thing and another. But, as far as I'm concerned, they better kind of clean up their act and start bringing utopia to the country and start figuring out how they're going to tell the public the truth about God.
Which is?
God runs the show. We can't spit that it doesn't predetermine. I don't believe you have a free will. I think God is in total, absolute control of everything. I don't even kill a roach these days. Huh?
I said, which God? You talking about the Anunnaki?
I think there's only one God. I think I'm talking to her right now. You know, I mean, really and truly, you ask me, what are people? People are all put here because God's horny, and he's a sex maniac, it's a sex maniac, and it likes to have 400 million orgasms an hour. That's about what's going on. So at that rate, it's having its good time, and it likes to control everything. And I don't believe you can scratch your ear that isn't predetermined, and that when you put your hand up there, it's inside of you making you scratch your ear because it feels good.
Okay. Gordon, is there anything else you want to tell us right before you leave about your project? You want to tell us, are you doing a film anymore? You were trying
PBO, POTUS Briefing Eyes Only, has become a exit strategy in the Reg D prospectus, and the Reg D prospectus will be available probably in 60 to 90 days.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeleyite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.